Hey guys, we're back on the Captain's Log with Christina Montori.
Hey.
How are you? Comedian extraordinaire.
I'm great. I'm really excited to actually be meeting you in person. I feel like I already know you from all of the Captain's Logs I watch.
Have you been watching?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm going to give
you
a test. What's your favorite?
I watched all of them, you know what I mean? Oh, man.
You should put your seatbelt on. Do you have it on?
It's on.
Oh, okay.
It's on.
Don't scare me.
I'm living on the edge with it behind me, but I'll
Everyone will complain. They'll start messaging us.
I'll put it here.
Just have her seatbelt on. You're driving dangerous.
It's all right. I got it. Safety first.
You're good.
I got it. Safety first.
You're just trying to show off.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I got
Pretty
you.
Much.
My chef is letting me go. Hey, Chef Gissen. Hey.
Hello.
So, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for a couple of years performing comedy.
Yep.
But I've been writing comedy since forever. I mean, I used to be a weather lady, and that the jokes just write themselves. You know?
So where were you a weather lady?
In Shreveport, Louisiana at first. And then Roanoke, Virginia, which is my hometown.
And what brought you to this area?
This area. So when I was 15, came with my family to Naples. We had a Groupon for La Playa, actually.
Really?
And then, my dad was always real big into real estate. So got a couple of spots, Naples Park. We just came back for vacationing. And then just this year, I decided to fully embrace the nomad lifestyle and just go where the wind blows, wherever I feel like I want to be.
Yeah.
So right now I'm right here.
And you kind of spend the winters right now. You're going to be like the youngest snowbird ever.
Pretty much. And I'm not exactly a snowbird. I'm going with Nomad because like I was just in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Probably go back. I have a
So you're kind of on a road comic.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not a set schedule. Mm-hmm. I kind of just go. I meet people such as yourself.
Right.
Get shows. Have some fun.
Along the way.
When it gets dull, move on to the next spot.
So you are a aspiring full-time, you want to be a comic on tour. Tell me what the struggles are.
The struggles.
And I can tell you how to help. I can help you.
Okay. Right now I'm having so much fun. I haven't really ran into too many struggles other than my own.
But the big paid gigs obviously are not happening yet. I mean, we have a show coming up March 2nd at Off the Hook, and there's going to be a bunch of comics.
Yes.
It's a showcase show. That'd be great. But I mean, you're not like selling out theaters. So
Right. I also haven't really invested as much time as I probably should have to selling out theaters I'm having too much fun laying around on the beach.
Is that the thing?
But here's the thing. I've been kind of going with what feels right, what feels good in the moment, having fun with my life because I spent too much time just doing what everybody else wanted me to do.
Right.
But it actually put me in the perfect spot because I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, came down for your open mic competition, right? So I was down here for that and I was on the beach just hanging out. I was writing comedy.
Say hi to Laura. Hey, Bruce. Bear, what's going on, guys? How are you? Thanks for watching.
I love when people tune in.
Yeah, they say hi.
Yeah, hey guys.
So you were on the beach?
Yeah, I was on the beach just writing. I think the caption was Zen out.
And, okay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of a play on that very ancient quote, you know, rock out with your cock out. I think Gandhi said that.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, Zen out with my pen out, and you saw that. It was on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you just commented on it. Hey, if you're in town, I've got a guest spot tonight.
Right.
And that was like an hour later.
That's cool.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
How did that even happen?
It was the weirdest thing. It was like the right spot at the right time. And I was thinking, you know, I'm all sandy. I've been at the beach all day.
Right.
I can't be at a show in an hour. There's no way. And I'm like, you know what? I got to make it happen. I ran to the beach. So I had to run back. I'm all sweaty. God. I'm like, all right, I got to be there in 15 minutes. It takes about 15 minutes to get there.
I didn't know any of this.
Oh, yeah. You were very quiet about this. I was acting like it was all chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have 30 minutes to get there. It takes about 15 minutes to get there. I'm going to call an Uber so I can get ready in the car. So I get all my stuff. I'm in the car. The window's down. I'm drying my hair. I didn't even wash my hair. It's still wet from the beach. I'm drying my hair out the window. Going to get there. I rush in. I'm like, I'll be able to, you know, throw some makeup on or look kind of decent. When I get in there, I'll go to the bathroom, chill out. But I get there and Stacey Steele is hosting.
Yep.
Meet her. She's amazing.
She's great.
She's a friend of mine now. So that's why all this just worked out by itself. She's like, you're up in 5 minutes. I'm like, excuse me?
So I guess I didn't even know. So how much time did you have at the time?
I had, she gave me I believe 10 minutes.
10 minutes. But how much material did you have?
Did I ask you
like, oh, are you okay with doing 5 or 10 or something? No, I can't take that call. Sorry, guys. I needed to take that call. That was my attorney, but I can't take it. All right. So you had how much material?
I mean, I have hours of material.
At the time?
Everyone
says they have hours of material, but they really don't. How much funny material? Like, I could talk for hours, too. But how much funny material did you think you had?
At the time, maybe an hour.
Okay. So, but you still weren't headlining. You just...
Right.
You headline some gigs now, yes?
Yes. Okay. And I also produced some of my own shows in Roanoke, Virginia. We had one sellout show. It was like over 200 people. Really fun time.
Very cool.
Yeah, we brought in a traveling comedian. His name's Cliff Cash. Really good. Yeah, I follow Cliff Cash. He's an awesome comedian, but he came out to our show to headline, kind of co-headline.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the future of comedy for you is going to be what?
The future for comedy for me is going to be, it's hard to say because like I'm telling you now, I'm just doing what I want to do in the moment and seeing where that takes me, not making any plans.
You're just independent. She's independently wealthy and she doesn't have to work.
Can we
get married?
I'm a bougie bum.
Let's do that now.
I'm a bougie bum. I'm just going
to... How does that work?
A bougie bum? No, I'm not. I rent my house, Airbnb, and I've been hanging with my brother's house. So that's how I've been funding some things. I have some other investments too. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And so as far as your comedy, tell us what we can expect.
What can you expect from my comedy?
I've seen a bunch, but I want to know what you...
So, I have material from... I used to be married. I just got divorced, too. Yep. So, that's another thing. Just changed my life completely. Just turned it upside down. Got the Etch-A-Sketch. Had this cool thing and shook it all up. And now I'm drawing a new thing. And I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll figure it out together. But my comedy is very real. Okay. I do not censor myself. Mm-hmm. I have...
Which nobody... No comic should.
They shouldn't. But some people do. You know what I mean? I censored myself for one show because it was a really, kind of religious crowd. And I totally regretted doing that.
There is scenarios where you're booked on a show and, you know, the opener will be told to, you know, look, you can't be super dirty.
Exactly.
There's two reasons why comics don't want comedians dirty up front, right? Because a comedian who is clean wants the whole show to be clean.
Right.
A comedian that's dirty wants the whole impact of them being dirty and catching all the jokes that are dirty.
True.
To them, because they're the headliner.
True.
They don't want an opener to go up and, you know, use a bunch of material that already has the crowd, like, used to being dirty.
Oh, yeah.
They want the shock factor of doing that.
Yeah, you need to have that flow through the whole show, whatever
Correct.
Vibe you want to have for each show. Exactly.
Yes.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too. So, yeah, I think there's, you know, offensive and dirty humor and things that you can say in certain ways that do offend people for no reason. And then there are other things that you can say and joke about that kind of challenge people's current beliefs. It makes them a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
But in a good way. You know, you're never really learning anything until you're out of your comfort zone. So the comedians that I aspire to be like are the comedians that say something that you're not exactly comfortable with in the moment, but then you think, hey, they had a point.
And who is that?
I might
who
learn
do you
something.
Like the most?
Anthony Jeselnik is a good one.
Oh, he's a buddy of mine. He's great.
If you are offended by what he's saying, it's probably because it's a little meta for you. Like, he's actually not racist, sexist, any of those things. He's saying things ironically. It's very intelligent humor.
But out of all the comedians that are touring right now, he's pretty much the only one that can get away with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. And then Nikki Glaser does sexual humor in a very intelligent way also.
Yeah, Nikki's great.
I do...
Nikki, the first time I had Nikki, she opened for Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a show.
Yeah. I just read Amy Schumer's book, and that was a great book. I really got, you know...
I have not.
Yeah. She's
and
a
I won't,
very interesting
I don't
person.
Read a lot. Yeah. No, I listen to
audiobooks.
I really don't.
Honestly, I listen to audiobooks more than anything. But back to the sexual humor, I say I don't tell dirty jokes. I tell sexual jokes because sex is not dirty.
Okay.
It's a human thing. It's
sure.
And I think keeping something in the dark and hiding it actually is kind of dangerous, you know? Kids are going to figure it out whether you like it or not. So you can either be open about it and admit that it's a normal human thing, or you can let them navigate through Pornhub and figure it out themselves, and it's probably not going to be the right thing.
Right. They're going to come across, they're going to venture across something that probably isn't a traditional
When I was a kid, I was sheltered. So this is kind of coming from a personal past. My parents did not speak of sex at all. It was just, oh my gosh, it was just, you did not talk about it. Which, of course, what are you going to do when you can't talk about something? Yeah. You're going to be very interested in it. Oh my gosh.
So you're very sexual active. Ladies and gentlemen, she's extremely horny on the Captain's Log. We appreciate that. And she's going to be on stage. You can come see her March 2nd. Don't miss her. No, I'm just kidding.
I am 30. That means hormonally, I'm basically a 17-year-old boy.
Does that work that way? Says. They all say that, but does it really kick in at 30?
Yeah. Well, I'm also recently divorced, so it could just be like,
yeah, you're on the party train.
Yeah, I'm on the...
Yeah, you want to...
No pun intended. Or was it?
No, that's kind of funny. So 30 is the magic number, or what? Or was it gradual? Or was it the divorce and it went right to the moon?
It was probably more the divorce. Yeah. It was just like, you know, I don't know.
How long were you married?
I was married for 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah. I got married young.
Really?
I got married at 22.
Wow.
Because my family was very, you know, you got to save for marriage. You got to save for marriage, you know. And there were a couple of times where I didn't save for marriage. But, like, overall.
Throughout the marriage?
Overall. What do you mean throughout the
You didn't save it just for him while you were married? I can't understand why you're not married anymore.
I meant before.
Oh, okay, I was confused. Sorry, I was confused.
You know, like, yeah, because when you're younger, you want to do what your family thinks is the right thing. So, you know, I went to Catholic school, and they were like, you know, Jesus doesn't want you to have sex unless it's in the butt, and that's the...
So you got married at 22, but you were sexually active at what age?
19, but it was only like, you know, it was those couple of times.
And was it with the same guy? The same guy or no?
Yeah.
Really? So you married your, like, not high school sweetheart, but like close to it?
Married.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's another reason why I think, you know, people need to relax a little bit. And, you know, I married a great guy.
Sure.
Like, I mean, stand-up guy. I highly recommend him to anyone who's looking for a husband.
Did you get half a shit?
No.
What do you mean, no? How do you not... How does that happen?
I know. My lawyer said I was stupid.
How do I do that?
Here's the thing. We both had our own shit because...
Okay, so you came with... You came carrying groceries... And yes. You guys both left with goodie bags.
We both left with our own goodie bags.
Okay.
Yes, we both were fine. I could have gotten alimony and all that other stuff, but I just thought that was bullshit.
Because you didn't work through your marriage?
I did.
So then how are you going
to... At the time, I had just quit my job. I had just decided to change my life completely. I quit my job as a weather woman.
Because you don't have any kids.
No kids.
Yeah,
no
kids. So you're like free.
Very free.
You know, married, you're free. Yeah. You're just humping all around Florida right now. Anything you can do, you're just... She's available, guys. She's available. Oh, just hit her up and go ahead, give your Instagram and your Facebook if you'd like, for sure.
Yeah, my Instagram and Facebook, both just my name, Christina with a K, Montori.
You gotta spell Montori because there's no way I can spell it.
Montori, and I'm tagged at the top of this
yeah,
post.
Exactly. So you can just
click that
for
and
sure,
follow it.
For sure.
Find it on Instagram, the whole thing. But yeah, I just gotta be a real person. I don't care what anyone thinks of me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm good with myself. If you notice, I don't do the makeup thing anymore. Last time you saw me, I was, you know, getting makeup on in the Uber with my hair out.
Right. So now you're El Natural, Christine.
Yeah, and you know what? I get way more attention without the makeup. I don't know if guys are like, I don't know, she looks like, you know, she could be homeless, so she should probably...
Maybe they feel... Maybe you seem more achievable now.
More achievable. That's what it is.
They're like, she doesn't do herself all up. She seems down to earth. I'm able to meet her now.
Probably. I've been meeting a lot.
Because if you're like all done to the nines, the guys might be like, damn, well, I got to freaking go and shower before I say her.
And you meet a different type of person. You meet the kind of people that are all about appearance and I've got to impress everyone.
Right.
And I'm not really about that. I just got used to wearing makeup because it was part of my job.
What's the best date?
You know?
What's the best date? Your ultimate date? When a guy meets you, what do they need to do? Take you out where?
Oh, man, the beach.
Go to the beach.
Get that sunset.
Are you going to wear a bikini?
For a sunset. If it's warm enough.
She wears a bikini, guys. How can you say no?
I mean, who doesn't?
It's... Is it a string bikini or is it like a one piece?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, come on. They need to know. Okay, here just dealing out the information.
I do wear a two piece because of... It just makes sense because I have a very long torso. See, my chair is actually lowered to the max.
Yeah,
I'm still,
you're
like,
tall.
If I sit up, I'm touching the ceiling right now. It's my torso. I'm all torso. I'm a great swimmer because of that, actually.
You know, but that is true because you are like...
It's all torso. You're sitting down.
You're like
I'm
an inch
tall.
Shorter than me, but you're literally like taller than me.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Actually like kind of leaning so I
we
can
We should
be
have
in
traded
shot.
Torsos. I could have been taller. I wish I had a short torso, maybe.
That's the way to be there. Everyone's like, oh, she's got legs for days. No one's like, look at that torso, boo. Look at that torso.
Oh, is that what it is?
No one cares about a torso.
But then the stomach goes for days, so you gotta
It's nice because I can gain a lot of weight and it kind of evens out. There's not like a belly
there. It distributes
it. And then you have like the thick legs because they're short, right? So then like, you know, if you're not feeling confident, you just like walk through a group.
Don't guys want thick girls these days?
I don't think
you're thick. You're very thin.
Everybody wants that
a thing? It's not for me. I'm not a big thick girl.
No. It's whatever you want, you know? And a lot of people are all about the whole, you know, a real woman's got this or a real woman's got that. And I'm like, you know, we're all real. We're all breathing and walking. And just be a healthy person. It doesn't really matter.
And loving and caring and sincere and honest.
Yes.
What about all those?
Those are good too.
At the beach in a bikini, those go out the window though.
Then you can be a complete asshole as long as you
So the guy's going to take you to the beach. And what else does he have to do?
Gosh, you gotta open up, you know?
Gotta open up.
Oh, man. I love
the wallet or mine?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
I have a strict policy. I pay for my own things.
You do?
On, especially a first date. Yes, because I don't like people to have expectations. They think you owe them something because they bought you dinner.
Right, so you want to make sure you're in control.
Yes, I like being in control.
2019, the ladies are in the driver's seat.
I hate being told what to do.
Yep.
I absolutely hate being told what to do, unless I'm naked. You know, I'm a dom in the streets and a sub in the sheets.
I got you. No. Okay. Guys might want to know that. There you go. You could DM her at any time.
Please don't. I don't answer my DMs.
I know, for real. How many you must have?
You can follow and you can comment.
That's right.
I'll hit you up on the comments. But
you
don't
could be a fan and
that.
You could buy tickets to the show. Right? Yes. At Off the Hook Comedy Club, March 2nd.
March 2nd, and it's going to be Richie. It's a later show, right?
Yeah, it's a 10:30 show with Richie Lala. I think Eric Myers is on that show. You're on the show. Probably Carl and Stacy might be on that show. It's going to be a great show and a big lineup, so everyone gets to do about 15 minutes, so that'll be fun.
Maybe 20. Maybe 20. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I can do that. I'm pumped about that.
But thank you for doing my podcast today. This is the Captain's Log, and you're a fan, so now...
I'm a huge fan. Like,
you're going to have to tell everyone that you did the show. It's amazing.
I will definitely
do
it.
The same show that Kevin Hart did. You did it. Now you're moving up on the ladder.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, that's like
a credit. Kevin Hart was sitting right here?
Kevin Hart was sitting actually
there. Where was his torso?
Like, he's short as hell.
I know. I don't even...
But actually, we did a whole show... during the day, and I even did an interview on the stage with him back at the club. But he had like 8 people in the car when we went to do radio, because I usually do it with the comedians on the way to press. So our press day will include, like, while I'm driving, me talking to them, because they can't run away and say no. So it's good. I have a captive audience.
Have you had like a favorite or just a favorite type of interview?
Man, I did one with Bert Kreischer, and it literally melted the whole computer.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half, we just had what I thought was gold.
Yeah.
And I hit save, and I was ready to freaking upload it, and my whole iMac literally just died.
Oh my god.
And I lost all of the material. And he just told that story on Mike Calta's show last week, because he was in town. He sold out the whole theater. I mean, Bert's on fire. He's so great. And everything he does is a party. So the podcast was just great. But I've had some amazing guests. I mean, not only in comedy. I mean, we do a lot of different things. And a lot of it is me. And it's like the Captain's Log, because it's like my daily journeys. Yeah. So I'll do all different things. It's not just, it could be entrepreneurial. It could be, you know, my health, whatever, personal issues or personal achievements. It could be, so it's just a whole mix of stuff. So every day it's kind of something different.
Yeah.
I try to do it every day, but I launched my own vodka brand.
And then I introduced
a gin and a rum and a dark rum. And
what's it called?
Captain Brian.
It's called Captain Brian.
Yeah. So that's keeping me super busy, which it's actually cutting into my podcasting hours.
Well, now I can actually have a Captain and Coke that I enjoy.
You can have the Captain all the
time.
Captain
Morgan. Oh, yes. this is the best news all day.
And I have dark rum and light rum.
Yes.
All right, Christina, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you being my guest today.
Oh,
and don't miss her, guys, at Off the Hook Comedy Club. We are out, and I'm going to Sarasota tomorrow, so I'm going to take you guys with me. Tune in. We'll see you live.